Made no mistake, second time rounded it in some style.
We done a bit of style there in the last 10 minutes, but listen, Fannett were well in the game with about 13 to 15 minutes left. Fannett were in the game with that goal they scored. It was down to 4 points at that stage. I would say 4 points with 12 minutes to go, and I suppose the panic button starts being pressed in the back of your head, but in fairness to the lads, they upped antes a wee bit, and we made a couple of subs there that were vital, you know.
Yeah, but after a great start, you know, unlike last week, and really, you know, stamped your authority on the game from very early.
That was our target. Like, we just wanted to start better than we started last week, and we got that good start. In fairness to them, we should have been probably another goal. One of their players cleared it off the line there. A couple of more scores, like, and we could have been well up at half time. But in fairness to Fannett, they just kept fighting. They kept fighting back there in the last 10 minutes of the first half and took it back to 5 points. Then they took it back to 4 points. It's just we had always that wee gap, you know, and we kind of kept raising it when we needed to, and we ran out eventually.
And obviously Mark Dowd had a very good game this afternoon, you know, got that goal at a vital stage, that second goal.
That's right. Mark was in Dublin last night. His sister was on one streak or something. And yeah. He promised me he would come back and play the match, and he was disappointed after being taken off last week. And he says to me, Francie, I'll give you 100% again this week, and fairness to him, he gave an absolutely phenomenal game, and he was up there to score a goal at the end, which something I couldn't believe, because he covered the whole field, he covered every blade of grass in that field.
And it was well over when Conor Grant that one.
I'm glad to see Conor getting a goal, because Conor had a bad neck injury there for a couple of weeks. He was out for 4 weeks there, and he just come back in 2 weeks ago there, and he's a pacey wee player, but once he gets in, he's a wild eye for goal, and once he gets in there, he's going to bury it, I'm glad to see him getting his goal.
They're very refreshing to watch. They play with great energy. You know, they really go at it. You know, they don't hold back.
They play with absolutely no fear. They go for the game, and they play the game that proposes the way it should be played. But I suppose not every team manager would agree with me. But when you play with a bit of flair like that there, the support gets behind you. As I say, the support there was absolutely crazy. Like, I didn't realise there were so many people in Newton, but they were there.
And obviously did it without one of your talismen, Ryan McAuleen.
That's right. Ryan, very disappointed. He's that kind of player. He's either all or nothing, you know. He didn't want to come into the dressing room today, like, he didn't want to be part of the panel, but I left it open to himself. So he was there at the game. I was talking to him all right, and hopefully maybe now we'll get him back into the panel. He was told a month there last week, so he'll have another week now, another fortnight today, I think, the final, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah.
And we hopefully will have him taking some part as well.
Yeah, so he's out for a month, that's what the doctor said.
Yeah, that's what a month to 6 weeks, that's what the specialist said, you know.
And tell me, obviously a big historic occasion, first intermediate final.
It's a very historical for Newton. I didn't realise that. I suppose I was coming and going out of the major finals, out of senior semi-finals, and I didn't realise that they hadn't been in the intermediate final. They had reached the semi-final twice.
True, twice, yeah.
And 0-10, or 2010, they won the junior. I didn't realise it was history-making, but sure, there you are.